you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, crabby people. It's Crab Diving Live coming at you. It's 2 p.m., 2.07 p.m., coming at you a little late this fine Monday afternoon, you know, because, you know, shit happens. But thanks for joining us here. We're going to be here for the next couple hours till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to Crab Diving.
Welcome to Crab Diving. Ryan is dialing in through the magic of the internet. I'm hiding beneath a tent of, he looks like a Bedouin somewhere.
Yes.
in the middle of a guest bedroom in Pensacola, Florida. With
a tent of shame.
A tent of shame. It's a tent of pride, man. You're in there spreading your love on the internet.
So many people do that already. Why not me? Why can't I jump into the whole spreading your love biz?
Yeah, different kind of love spreading from
The
usual being under the sheets kind of love spreading.
Oh, sure.
How's Pensacola these days?
It's beautiful. It just turned winter-like here, so it's pretty comfortable outside.
55?
Yeah.
55, 60?
55 degrees, that's right.
Oh, wow. Excellent. It's warmer here.
Oh, is it?
And still smoldering parts of it. Actually.
I was going to say, it's a lot warmer there. Right?
Yeah.
Seeing about your little fire down there at the 110 freeway and the 101?
Yeah, right there. Temple and First Street, between Temple and First Street, right at the 110 for those Los Angelino types listening right now. Last night, you probably are aware. I heard the fucking sirens. Because they drew in they said 200 firefighters ended up trying to fight this big ginormous fire downtown.
Yeah, I heard that the fire was described as a career fire. What does that mean?
A career fire? I don't, maybe the biggest fire someone will see in their career, hopefully.
That's how it was described by somebody on CNN, which, you know, not a big fan of CNN after I've spent a week watching it. Sucks.
Was it Don Lemon?
No. Oh, God. I don't allow myself to look or hear hear from Don Lemon. He's a piece of shit.
Not a big Don Lemon fan.
No. You aren't either. You don't like him.
Yeah, I just know him from his gaffes. I don't watch CNN at all.
Listen, he told us that a plane disappeared into a wormhole and he's a newsman.
True, black hole, yeah.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, I don't. All I know is him and Wolf because of the stupid, shitty things they say.
Yeah.
I don't really watch CNN at all.
I watch Rowan Farrow every day now. I like his show.
How's that lad doing?
Oh, the little tyke is great. I like his goddamn show. It pisses me off because I'm like, I'm watching the privileged succeed right before my fucking eyes. Hey, there's not one scintilla of Woody Allen DNA in that child.
You're saying that the possibility that Frank Sinatra is the padre of Ronan Farrow.
Padre, what do you mean?
Father.
Oh, father. Oh, okay.
En español. Yeah. We live in a world where the illegals are flooding across the border, Ryan. We have to be able to understand what they're saying. So
Fuck you, know
thy enemy.
Fuck you, hippie. Right. No, he looks just like Frank Sinatra. He really does.
Yeah, he does, really. Yeah. So, I'm just trying to find a story here. Actually, it's we usually do the headlines here on Crab Diving. Actually, give us a tweet if you like during the show at Crab Diving. You can also find us on Facebook, Crab Diving there, and all over the place, Instagram, Google Plus, among the crickets and tumbleweeds there on Google Plus.
Oh yeah, nobody cares about Google Plus. Why is that? It's bullshit.
It's more internationally big, and people, they keep counting it out. They keep saying, oh, Google's going to give up on it. Google's going to give up on it. And then Google put something new into it. So for some reason, Google thinks they can still stick by their Facebook alternative.
Oh, yes. Good for Google.
Good for Google. We're also, we got a Tumblr.
Oh, my God.
We are all over the fucking place. So, yeah, the headline over on the Drudge Report is the fire here in Los Angeles. Goes over to the LA Times story. And now they're saying that it might have been arson.
Oh, shit.
Captain Jaime Moore told the LA Times that blazes of this magnitude are always treated as criminal fires. It's very rare for an entire building to be engulfed at once, he said. There may have been some foul play.
Holy shit.
They're going to examine the building and financial records. Follow the money, right? Every TV show tells you follow the money.
God, you know, it's, I guess it could be arson, but when I saw the fire, I was like, oh, I'm sure some narcissist in L.A. that's just not aware of his actions left the iron on or the toaster oven going.
I think it was under construction. I think it was empty.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't it? Oh, I see. Yeah. Whenever I see some sort of disaster or anything go wrong in L.A., I just assume it's the result of some stupid person doing something because, you know, they're oblivious to anything, you know, 5 inches away from their circle of being.
Well, stupid or evil.
Oh, yeah.
And this may be the latter.
Yeah. Stupid is usually the first one in L.A.
They're sending dogs through once it cools down to sniff out accelerants.
God, it sucks. Sucks to be a dog, huh?
Especially trained dogs. Yeah, you got to inhale some horrible shit.
Are you sending Kate down there?
No, she's right now, intensely examining her memory foam pillow.
Oh yeah. She's trying to get comfy.
No, she's sound asleep.
Oh,
she's passed out.
Oh, jealous.
But they said it looked like a bomb exploded down there. They had to close the 110.
God.
They closed part of the 101, I think, for a while. I think two highways were closed and the 110 just partially reopened this morning at 10 a.m. So you can imagine what a big fucktacular shit fest it was downtown.
Fucktacular shit fest. Here. I love those. Those are two great words. Are those yours? Are you coining those words?
I don't think, probably not. Shit fest, definitely not. Fucktacular, no. I'm sure not. There's nothing original.
Oh my God.
The 250 firefighters battled the blaze in an apartment tower being built. Yeah, so it was construction. 1.3 million square feet of floor space. Two-thirds of it went bye-bye.
That's got to be arson, right? Some developer is in the middle of building that thing. He's like, oh, shit, there's no way I'm going to make any money on this. Let's light it up.
I mean, that's, you know, I think where they're going. That's why they said they're looking at the financials to see of what may have happened.
I never feel bad for I never feel bad for the insurance companies and these types of things. I like anything that sticks it to an insurance company, but they'll, you know, it's dangerous to set a fire. So I guess, I don't know, is crab diving against this if it is arson?
Yeah, I think crab diving is anti-arson for the most part. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not big Daryl Issa fans.
No.
They said that the fire, you know, there's a fire station 100 yards away. When they came out of their quarters, they could see the building already fully engulfed. So that's why they're thinking shenanigans. That, you know, a building like that just doesn't, that huge. It's like a whole city block almost. It's a giant building.
End times.
That's what it was. Maybe there were a couple of gay guys fucking in there.
Right. Harbinger of the Apocalypse. Oh, that's interesting. Was this fire, in fact, caused by the friction of gay sex?
No, I was thinking smiting. Whatever. Smiting from the Lord.
Oh, God. God loves to smite with fire.
What, you're thinking a spark from lubeless gay sex?
Yes.
one of those flint condoms people frequently wear.
Right. You cannot be too careful. Oh, my God. Speaking of what God would smite us down with, I know I keep bringing this up, but damn it, I watched another Doomsday Prepper last night.
Wow.
These guys.
You're not going to go like Doomsday Prepper, are you? You're not starting to drink the Kool-Aid.
No, but I am thinking about doing a podcast on it because
awesome.
Oh yeah, why not? I mean, make fun of it. Oh right, it's so stupid though. Here's the dumb thing about you people out there that are prepping for the end of the fucking world. They all have specific ends that they're planning for. How do they know? Like this one guy, these one dude. They're called the seven trumpeters of the apocalypse. Some bullshit. Oh my God, they're idiots. But they're like, well, the world's going to be destroyed by fire. You know? And then for some reason he's decided it's a fire, which is going to be caused by a gigantic earthquake in the middle of the country.
I see.
And so he's got this whole, like, compound. And on this episode I watched, this was the best. These guys, these redneck, right-wing nutjob idiots with their big, gigantic guns. They're like, we're prepared for anything, and if they're worried about the cities opening up and people flowing from the cities and stealing their food. Which,
of course they are.
Yeah, yeah. Let me decode that for you. We're afraid the black people's going to come.
Right, urban.
Tremendous racist. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Urban, that's a code word. Urban.
Right. But they had these people. There's this firm. There's some charlatans out here that prey on these doomsday preppers.
Charlatans, hucksters.
Oh, yes. They
of which we should happily join.
Oh, I know. But listen, man, they test the military readiness, the defenses of these preppers. And these idiots with their big guns totally failed the whole test.
They have war games, you mean?
Oh, yeah, like... yeah. These ex-Navy SEAL fuckers will pay them, and they will come in and see how their defenses,
come
you
on.
Know. And they always suck. Their defenses suck. I mean, they failed the test miserably. They had my gun jammed. My big, stupid gun jammed.
Right, weekend warrior.
No, they're idiots.
Yeah.
And then the best thing is, like, at the end of the episode, they compile their doomsday prepper score, right? They give them a grade. And while they're giving them the grade, you get the reaction shot of the prepper and how he feels about how he's being evaluated. And 100% of the time, everyone is really defensive. Like, they'll say, hey, you could use more, you know, water on hand. You could use more food. Your defenses could be improved. They're like, well, we just didn't want to give you the whole story. We didn't want to reveal everything we had on this television program.
Well, of course, there's a 800 number for you to call.
Oh, good God. Listen, this one prepper, he's got this enormous compound in the middle of Texas, and he's got all this food, and he's like, is like, in case people raid my supplies, there are certain random stores of food that are contaminated and poisoned. So if you don't know, you could steal their food supplies and then eat something and die because you got the poisoned food.
Oh, jeez.
What is wrong with these people?
They're dumb. They're dumb.
If I did a Doomsday Prepper podcast, will that fall under our umbrella of Commie Pinko Liberal Hippie Radio?
Not if you make fun of it.
Oh, I want to make fun of it so bad. It's so stupid.
Like, you need to find, you know, the Doomsday Prepper niche on YouTube and shit and download clips of them doing their shit.
Oh, okay.
And then play it like we do here on the show.
Oh, well, that sounds great.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Let
You're right.
You know, and you could get... what's his name? Jim Baker from Jim and Tammy Faye Baker fame. Remember?
Oh yeah.
He's selling, you can, for what is it, a couple grand, you can get 10 years of desserts or some shit.
I loved how how they broke it down. They're like, for $2,000, we can sell you 6,000, you know, deluxe pudding desserts or some shit like that. Right. Hey, you know,
but he started off with a typical, be afraid, be very afraid. The brown people are pouring over the border. The brown people are spilling out of the cities.
I gotta tell you, run. Watching the news in combination with this doomsday prepper shit, don't worry about the brown people, okay? Worry about the white people.
There was a tweet I saw that got retweeted a lot on the Twitter. Don't forget, at Crab Diving. The tweet said, if black people were really remotely as violent as many white people think they are, they would have burned this motherfucker down 100 years ago.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
I thought that was kind of funny.
It really is. I was watching all this shit about what's happening. There's some bill to supposed to demilitarize the cops. It's a, I don't know.
Well, Obama has proposed also, so of course they're against it, but Obama wanted, didn't he, $200 million to allocate towards matching funds for body cams. He's trying to get that passed.
Oh, good luck.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, they're not going to pass anything.
Yeah, good luck with this, these cunts in the fucking Congress. It's you know how Mitch McConnell said, oh, well, you know, I'm looking forward to working with the president. Yeah, whatever. It's going to be the same bullshit.
We're all looking forward to when you're not in the government. I don't know. That's the worst thing about our system. It's like, I mean, at least George Bush, you could say, okay, this asshole's done in 4 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when is Mitch McConnell finished?
Well, he just got re-upped, right? For another, yeah. Isn't it six in the Senate?
Oh my God.
Wait, four, six? Don't come to crabdiving.com for your latest civics lessons.
Oh, bullshit, you should. I mean, my God, compared to CNN, we're fine. They suck. They just straight up suck. I mean, hey, CNN, quit trying to tell both sides of the fucking story when it comes to some of these lunatics.
6 years. So one-third of the total membership of the Senate is up for election every 2 years.
You were right. That's the first thing you said. Yeah. See? Don't worry about it.
Just fact-checking.
Yeah, fuck that. The other side doesn't do that. Why should you?
Yeah, we like facts. Well, they do check them. They just discount them and rewrite them for their own agenda.
Oh,
Fox knows what's going on. You think Ducey, Ducey probably knows what's going on. I was going to say, you think Elizabeth knows what's going on. I don't think she knows what's going
on. Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
No!
I was going to give her credit for being disingenuous, but I think she's just dumb.
Listen, this is not the show where we're going to start giving Elizabeth Hasselbeck credit, okay?
Well, she was good on Survivor. She looked great. She was brilliant. She made it to the end. She was smart in all the challenges.
Oh, yes.
She was
brilliant.
She was a good player.
Why doesn't she run for public office? I mean, why not? Who gives a shit?
Well, that's probably coming in the future.
I mean, imagine when you ask...
Why? I mean, wait a second. Why? She's making more in 1 year now than... 10 years as a congressperson.
When is she going to have her own show, like a Bill O'Reilly? I mean, do you see that happening?
Yeah, they'll move her up. Didn't they? They moved Gretchen. Remember, Gretchen had the moron seat in there between Ducey and Kilmeade. Although it's three moron seats. And
is Gretchen the chick that used to work for another for CNN or something? She came to Fox, had her nose done. Or am I getting her mixed up with somebody else?
Oh, no, you're thinking of Greta Van Susteren.
Oh, right.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. She's got so much Vaseline on the lens. She's almost unrecognizable as a human being.
Hey, I respect that. I'm on the TV every day, and I'm looking at a bunch of people over here behind the camera, maybe not doing much. But like, you know what? You could spend your time making me look fucking good.
Digitally wipe out my face so much. The features on my face.
I don't care how you do it. It's not my concern. I just
put one of those little masks over it, those digital masks, that like a little cat face or a Hello Kitty.
Give me a Lucha Libre wrestling mask.
Right. Might as well. So that's actually the headline on the Drudge Report. Surprisingly, was the massive fire shutting down the LA freeways. But another little smaller headline above it says, Obama launches profanity-laced tirades against the press.
Yeah, about fucking time. I love it.
And it goes to a story. I actually went there earlier, and I knew I was, I could feel my spidey sense tingling when I looked over. And the first story that they were linked to on their own site, you know, they were promoting their other stories, was MSNBC thinks Rachel Maddow is a news anchor? Question mark. With a bad, really bad picture of Maddow. So you know what kind of website I'm on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're on InfoWars.
Well, newsbusters.org. This is a new one to me.
Newsbusters.
Yeah.
That sounds stupid.
And then you see the subheadline, Exposing and Combating Liberal Media Bias.
Oh, that's right. There is extreme liberal media bias.
Because humans are liberal.
Against dumbasses. Yes, exactly.
Well, that's what gets me, is Fox cries that the fucking everybody else is the mainstream media and that moron, the wasillabilly, you know, the lamestream media, and that the rest of the world is against them. Well, yeah, because you're wrong. The rest of the world is against you. The world is becoming more progressive, you Neanderthal dint.
Yeah. What? A dint?
Dint.
Oh, dint. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought it might be a cool word for a stupid person. Hey, well, riddle me this, man. I mean, listen, conservatives, you suck, because I just saw something on the horrible CNN where the blue lines were for our country's productivity when Bill Clinton was in office. Then they had a set of red lines for how our country was doing when Georgie Porgy was in office. And then they had a set of blue lines for Obama. And guess what? The blue lines were significantly higher than the shitty fucking red lines.
Oh, everything, even the jobs report that came out recently. There's just no way that, just without blatantly lying, which they do anyway, but there's no way they can ignore the fact that all these economic indicators are showing that Obama's kicking Georgie Porgy's ass.
What is the worst thing about lower gas prices?
It makes Obama look good.
Oh, my God. It's so horrible. The unemployment rate's improved. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This president, are they going to try to impeach a president? Well, while he's been in office, the gas prices has gone down.
I am leaning toward, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, they're not going to do it. They wouldn't do that.
They're going to do it.
They said they wouldn't shut down the government. And those morons shut down the government. The Ted Cruzes and the loonies shut down the fucking government and are proud of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like sometimes you feel like you're in a car and the person driving is blind, drunk, and just, you know, kind of not paying attention.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder. Well, not drunk.
I bet Stevie Wonder has nicer politics.
I would hope so.
Oh, you would hope so.
Oh, geez, I would hope so. A dint, by the way, is an impression or a hollow in a surface.
I love that.
So maybe it works. She's a hole.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
She's a hollow in a surface.
She's a low point.
And we're talking about Sarah Palin. Right. So let's check. Let's see what the headline is over on the Commie Pinko. Oh, wait. Let me finish this story about the president and his bad mouth.
Oh, so, right. Tell me again why Obama should be impeached. Is this?
Well, we're on Newsbusters, and I'm feeling IQ points draining, so I'm going to read quickly. they interviewed some news journalist, Ann Compton, who's a right-wing nut job idiot. She said that Barack Obama launches into, quote, profanity-laced tirades against the press.
Good. He's just like we are. I like a president that can swear.
In off-the-record meetings with reporters, she was interviewed on C-SPAN. She said, this president leads the most opaque administration of any that she's covered. I've heard that before, and that's actually one of my criticisms of the administration.
Why?
Is they're really shitty on dealing with the press. They're really kind of creepy, some of the things that they continued from the Cheney administration.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, let's have... Okay, Barack, can you apologize for that? Meanwhile, hey, look, gas prices are low.
Well,
the unemployment rate's
improved. I'm just saying he ain't walking on water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, I also killed Osama bin Laden, but I'd like to apologize for not being open with Ted fucking Koppel.
There's middle ground.
I don't give a shit. Listen, fuck the press.
Listen to this, and this bugs me. She's like, and I don't find him apologetic. Well, what should he apologize for? For being black?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is this what this old hag is saying?
Hey, listen, I'd like to apologize for being black and giving the country health care. I'm so, so sorry.
I find him willing to stand up to the press and look them in the eye, even though it was off the record, and just give us hell.
What the fuck is she even talking about?
So then she said, the guy interviewing her said, well, you know, what if the president had a point? She said, we cover what we are allowed to cover. And when policy decisions and presidents are inaccessible and don't take questions from the press on a regular basis, I think they reap what they sow. So they're in a snit because the president doesn't talk.
Nah, who gives a shit? He talks all the time.
But apparently when he's off the record, he uses colorful language.
Well, yeah, because I...
well, you know, Rahm, I mean, they were trying to figure out who would be the new king of profanity once Rahm Emanuel left. He's like allegedly a legend in the use of swear words.
Listen, I got to tell you something. If I meet someone who's not, I don't know. I mean, I'm not bragging here, but I think I'm pretty, don't you think I'm pretty proficient with profanity? I mean, I'm good at it, right? I mean,
I think you, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to, of all the people I know, I am one of the best. And when I hear someone that can't use profanity correctly or effectively, I kind of look at them sideways. I don't trust them.
You don't trust people who can't swear?
No. Something wrong. There's something wrong with you. Just a little bit. You know what I mean?
That was
especially somebody from our generation. You know what I mean? How could you not?
How could you not just swear a lot?
I mean, you're amazing at it. You're so great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Speaking of swearing, there was if you go to our Facebook, I put up a video that went viral as fuck about.
Now that one sounded a little strange. Yo, man, it's going viral as fuck.
About a bear chasing a guy on like a BMX bike who was riding through the woods.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you very much.
And he's got
nightmares.
He's got a GoPro on his head and he looks behind him and all of a sudden, or looks off to the side, he sees this bear, it starts charging, and then he starts riding, and it's quiet. It's just like a lot of people have compared it to like a Blair Witch Project-y kind of thing. You know, it's just total reality. And every once in a while, he turns around, and you can see the bear way back there, still charging. So go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page. But the part that I thought, well, I believed it. But then when somebody was like, fake, I thought, well, maybe at the end. Because the guy all of a sudden just like stops and goes and hides behind a tree. And I'm thinking a bear might be a little bit more onto that one.
No. If the bear is hungry in the middle of the woods, it's his choice whether or not he eats your ass. And if you're hiding behind a tree, I don't think that's enough.
Right.
I don't know.
And then the bear goes away and the bike rides off and that's the end of the thing. A friend of mine, Sean, commented that said, he said, well, he knew it wasn't true because even a Canadian would have, laced it with so many fucks as they were riding away that nobody would have been able to not swear. And the guy doesn't swear at all. I would have been, it would have sounded like somebody had like flatlined for the beeping with me if I was riding on that thing and a bear was chasing me.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I would behave a lot differently in that situation too. I mean,
on the bike, but there would be an interesting narrative going on.
I tell you, man, my brother has some. You know, he lives up in Alaska, and he's got crazy bear stories about people having to fight him off, and you know, to just go in the woods where a bear lives and think, oh, I'm just going to hang out here with the expectation that they won't eat me is naive. You're in a fool's paradise. You think there are ever stoner bears out there who are like, oh, man, I saw some campers a while back farther up the trail. I might go eat one later. I don't know. And then they just forget.
Only if they ate a stoner before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, I had an edible.
God, how am I? I don't know. Can bears get stoned? That's a good...
I would think probably. I mean...
Point of discussion.
You know, mammals usually share a lot of shit, but as far as drugs and stuff, who knows?
I went to the zoo yesterday in Gulf Breeze, and they had a couple of black bears.
Why has it got to be about race?
I don't know. Right there. They're right there, and they were...
Now, wait a second.
What?
A zoo in Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
Is this like...
Why so judgy?
Is this a zoo that animal activist-y types... Did you have to fight through a gauntlet of animal activists to go see these animals? Is it a bad zoo or is it a good zoo?
No.
There aren't a lot of great zoos, but...
Well, I think it's a good zoo. They had a lot of science-y-looking people there. Like, you know, God, that sounded stupid. Science-y-looking right. people.
Did they point out which ones were where on the ark?
Yes. I went to the petting zoo, and I fed a goat and a miniature pig and then a giant pig and a llama. It was fun. It seems like a good zoo, though. I mean, all the animals have, you know, huge habitats to run around in. I mean, I don't know. It didn't look like a... I don't know. What's a bad zoo?
Well, the animals don't... You know, the animals are in cages or in glass enclosures or something. It's the best zoos make it, at least, you know, remotely resemble where they lived, I guess.
Well, the last time... You know, one time I went to this zoo, and if you want to see the gorillas and the... I don't know. They got a shitload of caribou and big, gigantic... wildebeests or something. you take a train into that section, a little tiny train. And one time I went there, and while we were in there, the train came off the tracks.
Oh,
and
crap.
We had to sit there and wait, stranded, until someone came back.
were you waiting to be besieged by GNU?
All right. I was like, hey, will someone please pepper me? I at least want to taste good. Fucking animal.
Tenderize. Beat me up. Yeah. Tenderize me first.
They have a gorilla island out there that's pretty cool, though. I mean, it's the gorilla enclosure is surrounded by water because, I didn't know this, gorillas, their muscles are too dense for them to swim.
Oh, wow. So
I did not know that. I didn't think that would be possible. I thought if you had enough strength, you'd be able to, to swim.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Hippos can swim.
Yeah. They had a hippo there. It was enormous.
They're big motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's
what it said, actually, on the sign.
The biggest motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what it said on his wallet.
So those are the headlines. The headline actually just changed. I was going to talk about this story anyway. Over on the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
You know this hacking that happened to Sony?
Oh, yeah. Great.
I mean, fucking huge. Like, they said terabytes of information was stolen. The North Koreans are saying, oh, it wasn't us. But they said it was a righteous cause. Because, you know, this whole thing is allegedly over this dumb... Seth Rogen movie with what's his face? James Franco.
Yes, those two hooligans.
And the story of it is that they play these two dudes, these journalists who get recruited by the CIA to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
God, you know. Part of me is like, good for these guys for taking on like an evil, like North Korea is pretty fucking evil. But the other part of me is like, hey, Seth Rogen, not for nothing, but can you just sit at home and get stoned and not make this movie so we don't get hacked? that.
Well, why not make it a fake country?
It's not as funny, maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
You know, North Uzbekistan.
Dennis Rodman's all upset.
And
too.
Some fucked up leader. Why would you specific? I mean, I don't know. I just wonder, not that I'm saying that they should have any censorship or anything. I just wonder from that standpoint, like, why wouldn't you just pick?
I don't know.
You know, some other fake country and, or something.
And it's nothing great. You know, listen, Sony, I'm sorry you got hacked, but didn't you just put out an ad campaign that shows like how they own everything?
Yeah, creepy as fuck. Yeah.
Great. Now you got hacked. Perfect.
Well, now this group that is claiming credit and has been releasing shit. You know, they released like the salaries that these guys got for these movies.
And, oh, my God.
There's also some shit now where some real numbers on movies have been released. You know how everybody has kind of known the secret that Hollywood always pretends they don't make money on these movies because they give people cuts of the back end and they say, well, you know, we didn't make money. We had this expense and that expense. And people are suing frequently here in Hollywood for that.
Yes.
For points after the, you know, for points on the net. And,
right.
Or on the gross. And now it's coming out that it's true. Like these, they're showing that the real numbers that some of these movies made where they said, we didn't make money, we lost money. And it's they show that they made shit tons of money. But they just shuffle it around through the magic of, you know, Republican non-interference and Republican non-oversight. They get to legally shift money around and say, oh, well, we actually lost money.
Yeah, see, right. That's why people should support smaller operations like crabdiving.com.
Exactly. Go to crabdiving.com. Buy your shit from Amazon. Go to our crabdiving portal. There's a link up there. Thence.
It helps us.
Well, now, there's a group, they say, they call themselves the GOP, the Guardians of Peace.
okay.
They posted a message today online warning Sony to stop immediately showing the movie of terrorism. See, even their threats are like horribly translated. Immediately showing the movie of terrorism, which can
hire someone like us to help them with that wording.
You want to work for North Korea? You want to freelance?
No, I guess you shouldn't work for North Korea.
Sony has to stop immediately showing the movie of terrorism, which can break the regional peace and cause the war. Meaning the Seth Rogen movie. Stop the Seth Rogen movie.
Cause the war.
But I mean, I guess it's ridiculous to say in defense of, but think about if we found out about a movie in Iran where they're setting up guys to come kill our president.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think heads would explode here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get really pissed off. I mean, you know, I think they get nuts, sure. I mean, because, you know,
they're inciting somebody to come kill the president.
Right. I mean, there's a huge double standard. I mean, we can say whatever the fuck we want about whoever the fuck we want. Right. My God. Do not screw with the white man's comfort or don't fuck with his sensibilities.
I mean, North Korea
about
is
fucking religion.
And North Korea is horrific. It's a horrific dictatorship or whatever the hell you want to call it. And the people are starving and poor and subjugated.
And didn't it come out? We did a show on crab diving recently about how what's going on in Korea is so horrible. I mean, it could be the worst human rights atrocities in the history
they
of anything.
They throw families. Like, if you fuck up and do something, say something bad against the state, which could be, I think the great leader is looking a little fat. They not only throw you in a work camp out in the middle of nowhere, they grab your entire family and throw them in work camp.
Man, I tell you what, you would be in a work camp. And as would I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Absolutely. It may end up that way here.
Oh, sure.
If these popo keep getting out of going crazy. You see what happened at Berkeley?
No.
The other night, a protest for, you know, hands up, don't shoot. And hashtag I can't breathe still trending on Twitter, what, 5-6 days later now? And a lot of these protests don't seem to be really abating around the country and around the world. I saw a protest that was down in Australia. There's one in Paris, London, all over the world in support of the, you know, hands up, don't shoot, and police knocking it the fuck off.
And think about it. There's all this momentum. But do you think we're going to get these body cams? Fuck no. No way.
Well, some people are saying, I think, yes, and I think they will make a difference. I think it didn't make a difference, obviously, with Eric Garner. We've got him. We watched him die. We watched him get murdered by Pantaleo, get the life strangled out of him for the possible horrific crime selling a couple Lucy's.
But it might have made a difference. You know, if you think about it, the long-term effects of walking around with a camera with this perceived accountability that you know you always have, I mean, that eventually could change somebody's behavior.
I agree. And they – was it here, that town here in Southern California where they instituted it, and they showed a 80% drop in reports of police violence and – it worked the other way, too. There have been cases where the police are exonerated. The criminal or the person arrested is like, oh, they beat me up. And the tape shows that they didn't, that they acted appropriately, that the bad guy was wrong. So it works both ways. And there really is 0.0 reason that any logical, normal person could come up with to say that they shouldn't have cameras.
I know, but yeah, I'm cynical because after Sandy Hook, where no one could pass any kind of reasonable gun reform, gun control laws, and there's a pile of dead children, I don't know what makes this country act, you know, because no one gave a shit. Bunch of dead kids, nobody cared, at least not the legislature, not enough to make anything happen. So why would we think something would happen because of this? I guess, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pat Buchanan, however, is one of those idiots who could somehow think that body cameras are wrong. He was on giving some interview, probably fucking Fox. No, Newsmax Studios, even scarier. Newsmax Studios are, I think, really, Newsmax TV, I think, is crazy right-wing, not jobbery. Buchanan was quoted as saying that these body cameras that President Obama recently proposed across the country it's libel and slander on police.
How did he explain that?
He said it's blaming the cops for the lethal violence that's rampant in this country.
Okay, I'm still waiting to disagree with you. Yeah, a lot of it's their fault.
He said that is a libel and a slander on America and a libel and a slander on police.
Okay, it sounds like he's got his old white guy up.
Well, he's greased out of his mind.
Well, I mean, sometimes, every now and then, he has a sliver of sanity. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Broken clock. But not here.
Broken clock.
Damn. Right. Well, shit. God, it'd be great to have those body cams, I guess. I guess it would be great to have people not getting fucking shot to death by the police who are supposed to sort of protect you. But, gee, I don't know why everybody's so fucking upset.
One of the Fox ninnies over on Fox, quote, news, unquote, over the weekend, Jeanine Pirro, I'm sure we've quoted her before, just another empty, vacuous head yapping bullshittery over there on Fox.
Empty, vacuous bullshittery.
She asked her on her Fox News show over the weekend. She asked, "Do police need to be retrained on how to be sensitive to the quote minority community?"
Yes.
And guess what their social media Insta poll, guess which side Fox viewers came down on?
Oh, just stop it. You know,
she read comments, I guess, from people who took place in the poll. One guy named Jeff says, "Why is it always necessary to tiptoe around the minority community?"
What does that mean, Jeff?
I guess they're so sensitive about, you know, the
being
killed and subjugated and
kept poor
and shit.
Yeah, that's just don't bring any of that up in conversation. It's a real touchy subject.
Larry said, "No, the police should not be retrained. The general public needs to be more sensitive to the police and show them the respect they deserve."
Larry, fuck off.
Larry has a blow up officer friendly somewhere in the closet, I think, that he takes inside of him.
Oh yes.
Please, officer.
Right.
And Pierrot in the background said, I agree. And one viewer had the audacity to say yes. The cops should be retrained.
Oh, what an asshole.
One guy said, yes, those cops were racial profiling. And this ninny, Jeanine Pirro, jumped on him. She said, hey, Jordan, you don't even know what racial profiling is. And she said,
Jordan.
Now, the other guy, the general public needs to learn how to suck cock cop much better. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
And she was like, oh yeah, I agree.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like Oprah used to.
Damn.
But to this guy, she goes, hey Jordan, you don't know what racial profiling is. That's when race is used to engage law enforcement in the minority community.
What?
But offender profiling is when an offender is ID'd by a description, including his race, which is the only way to investigate some of these cases. So she's saying that Mike Brown wasn't profiled because he was black, that he was approached by Darren Wilson because of the description of the great cigarillo robbery.
Okay. Even if that was the case, would it make it okay that he was shot to death?
No, of course not. No, of course not.
She's insane.
But Ryan, Darren Wilson said he absolutely weighed the consequences between each and every shot that he was forced to take, remember, according to his testimony.
Fuck him, man.
He had all the time in the world to decide, should I shoot again? Wait. Yes, bang! Shall I again? Wait. Yes, bang! The demon-faced Hulk is still coming at me.
You know, if
it's just embarrassing.
It would be great if some white people could go out for it. I mean, I don't know what this is like. White people, you go out for the evening and get pulled over and harassed by the cops because you're not white. And where are you going? And all that stuff. I try to have a good evening after that. Try to feel good about where you live.
Well,
after
yeah.
that, I mean.
And there's another, I hadn't seen this one. This happened, I guess, back in January, but somebody posted, I think it was on the Young Turks, and they were talking about, well, you know, here's a video from January that just shows just what the state of the state is for being black. And it was a black guy who was sitting down. I guess they have these public, I don't even know what state he was in. I want to say like Minnesota or something, but they have these walkways over the streets, glass enclosed, I guess. You know.
Oh, yeah. Minneapolis has that.
It's shitty out. And
it's always shitty out there.
And he was sitting down, I guess, at the end of one of them, it goes into like a big bank building or something, and there's a big group of chairs and shit. So he was sitting there. There's no sign that says "Do not sit here, bank customers only" or anything. It's in a public walkway. He was waiting for his kids to come out of their special school that he sends them to or some shit. And he was approached by security guards who were like, "Well, you know, you can't sit here." And okay. We pick up the video. He turns on the video as he's walking away. He's like, I'm going to go get my kids. But this guard is following him. And he's like, "I'm not going to give you my ID. Why do I have to give you my ID and tell you who I am?"
Yeah, I'm fucking sitting here.
Well, let's fast forward about a minute and a half when he's surrounded by two more big white cops who then throw him against the wall and tase the fuck out of him.
Oh,
right in front of his kids who just come out of school while he's screaming, "Someone help me, someone help me. I didn't do anything. It's not illegal."
And what are we supposed to tell our kids? You know, what are you supposed to tell your kid? "Oh, listen, if you're you can always trust a policeman." What about that shit?
Well, if you're white, tell your white kids that. Tell your white kids, go ahead. Break the law. You've got a leg up.
It doesn't matter.
Cops will rustle your hair, you scamp, when you're caught with a joint.
And if you own a company and you want to just gamble with everyone's pensions and then fake your own death and end up, you know, leading the life of luxury.
They don't even have to go that far. Just fucking Jamie Dimon. That spawn of Satan. I mean, all you got to do is buy all the regulators so that all the regulations mean you can do nothing. Or, you can do bullshittery and criminal stuff. Then you get a little slap on the, you get caught. You get a little slap on the dick maybe you got to pay a $100 million fine when you've made a trillion.
It just pisses you off because you think about all the cops that you have out there, you know, the war on drugs back then, trolling the street for crack and throwing people in jail for crack left and fucking right, leaving them to rot in jail for fucking ever.
But not coke.
Yeah, not coke, and then not white collar crimes where money's invested.
Right.
It's bullshit.
And specifically crack, because that's the black inner city urban drug.
Urban, that's the best buzzword. Yeah, you are right. You make a good point. It's amazing that this is the only... I think the protests have been incredibly tame. I think people are showing amazing
restraint.
Yes. Good fucking God, we all are. We all should be running out the street and screaming our fucking heads off. This is insane. Oh my God, I must sound nuts. I'm in the guest room of my parents' house. It's 3 p.m. in the middle of the day. Oh, no, wait, what's that? 5 o'clock here? Anybody walked by this place, would be like, "Who's the guy screaming out his manifesto into a goddamn
who's that liberal?
Microphone. Oh, God. You have no idea.
I heard someone screaming, and I didn't hear the N-word. He must be a liberal.
Yeah, drag him out the street. Beat him. Make him sorry. You fucking apologist.
You fucking apologist.
Yeah. Fuck off, white guys. Honestly, you're just shitheads.
It's just, I don't, it just seems like such a gross time right now in American history. It's just, we just seem like just a big lug, a big fat racist, stars and bars wearing Islamophobic, homophobic, white screaming ninny asshole.
Right, you said it. And I got all pissed off right before this show because something on Facebook caught my eye, and it's this. Did you see this goddamn? Probably heard me clicking there. The House, Michigan House, passed bill allowing EMTs.
Yeah, this is one of those. The big one happened in Arizona, right? Where
She said no, right?
The Jan Brewer, right?
She was like, "That's too fucked up for me, and I'm a complete monster."
Well, because there was a huge backlash and a lot of people saying they estimated was it a couple hundred million? Am I exaggerating? Or 20 million maybe it was a large number of a hit to their tourism.
Oh, yeah.
Even because they said, you know, well, okay, if you did this, no gay person will ever come to Taos, New Mexico and buy a vagina flower anymore.
And the whole gay community was like, oh, wait a second. So we just don't have to go to Taos. That's really not a problem, actually.
Right.
What a tremendous sacrifice on our part.
So in Michigan, they passed the House, the Michigan House, I believe, passed one of these bills that's, oh, no, it's for religious freedom, Ryan. It's not freedom to discriminate, but it absolutely fucking is. And there's nothing, it's addressing a problem that doesn't exist, according to the guy who's trying to put it through.
If it's a burden on your religious beliefs to treat someone, you can say, hey, listen, the way this guy's bleeding out offends my religious sensibilities or something.
Yeah, oh, no, he's gay.
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
That offends my sensibility. He's a Muslim. I have to let him die.
Listen to what this person said on this person. I'm not going to say whose Facebook thing I was commenting on, but this person said this. He goes, this is an example of hyperbole. People refusing service based on religious grounds have to prove evidence of how the provision of their service or good is an unwarranted burden on their religious beliefs. It's not as simple as an EMT not admitting a gay person because they are a bigot, but it is as simple as that.
But they're going to try. The reason they're doing this is that so the fuckwad asshole cake makers who, God forbid, don't want to throw some sugar and fucking flour together for a couple of lesbians, or one of these bridal shops that don't want to make two dresses instead of a dress and a tux.
You know, which is hard for me to believe. It's hard. I was married, and it's hard for me to believe there's any part of the wedding industry that has any bit of scruples whatsoever, because those motherfuckers are like vampires. Oh, God, they're such charlatans on what they charge for wedding cakes. Oh, my God, the wedding industry can suck.
But you know these extreme Christians, they like nothing better than pointing at the neighbor. Look at what they're doing.
Oh,
judging.
Yes.
Judging. Yes. The judgiest motherfuckers in the country right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This is the problem, white people. You can believe in whatever you want to believe. I don't care. But when it starts getting into, like, you know, what an EMT can do and what, you know, people can do to vaginas and stuff like that, that's where I have an issue. Keep your weird-ass sky god bullshit to yourself and keep it out of my daily life walking
down
the fucking
street. There's not a lot of that going on, and it's going to be worse for the next couple of years now because, you know, look at the lunatics have taken over the asylum in the Senate now.
No, it's horrible.
So we're going to be stuck with 2 years of a tea-tarted Congress.
Yes. Obama was quoted as saying, I'm going to have to buy an extra pair of veto pants.
I hope he does. I just hope he girds those loins of his and prepares to veto the fuck out of every stinking piece of dung that those assholes send up to him. Because a lot of libs, the real lefty, progressive, commie pinko types like me, are worried that Obama's going to start compromising when these cunts haven't compromised once in six goddamn fucking years.
Yeah. And you know what I do? If I was Obama, I would be like, okay, I will talk to the House and I will talk to the Senate. Only over loudspeaker from the White House, from the Oval Office. I would just talk to them on bullhorn and be like, no, that's stupid. No, I'm vetoing this right now. Hey, you know what I mean? You can't treat our House like human beings.
Right.
Say they want to shut down they work for the guy. That's like, could you imagine? Okay, you get to
well,
work
they're not
going to
shut down their part. They're not going to. They're not going to have their paychecks be affected one smidgen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're getting a raise. They're getting a raise.
Riddle me this, that vile experience. You work for a company. You're not happy with how it's going. What do? Try to shut the company down? The company that you fucking work for?
If you're a T-Publican, yeah, you walk in and you
it
throw bombs.
It doesn't make any sense, though, because they always say, oh, I want to treat, we need somebody to come in and treat our country like a business. Run it like a business. They're hardly doing that.
I hate
them all. How's that?
There you go. A good thing.
If I was Obama, I'd be like, hey, Mitch McConnell, just come over. I want to have a meeting. Fuck you. That's what I'd say. I just wanted to clear the air.
What has happened.
Boehner, let me clear the air. Just, by the way, fuck off. That's how I feel about most things. About you.
We got to take a break here. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't forget, if you got to buy shit on Amazon, go through our portal at crabdiving.com.
Go buy your pitchfork at Amazon. Meet me in the city streets.
Pitchforks and torches. Speaking of, I've got a couple more stories after the break for which we should be assembling the pitchforkery and torchery.
Oh, my God. Can you talk about something else?
Okay.
No, talk about what's wrong. I'm all worked up.
I've got some other stuff, too. But we'll be back. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen, I got a little Blackwater Jukebox. I love this song. Heave Away. We might as well.
Oh, I love that song.
And then, I don't know, I'll have something else after that. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Go take care of what you need to, evacuate what you need to, and intake what you need to. And
thank you.
Enjoy every step of the way. More crab diving on the other side.
Don't have too much fun.
feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
By all the commercialism and those who want to replace Merry Christmas with Happy
Here on the big show, a little bit of Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas preceded, I should say. The first song that we played was Heave Away. I love that song. Also called the Scrimshaw Blues. That was Blackwater Jukebox.
Yeah, I love that song. Those guys are great live.
And The Catch, Skates, was the second song I played.
Those girls are crazy.
Crazy? You know them?
No. I know they're a bunch of girls, and I just thought I'd say that. I don't know.
I know they're a bunch of girls.
They're loonies.
All kinds of stuff going on. Like I said, on the Twitter, follow us at Crab Diving. Still trending in the United States here. Hashtag I can't breathe. Also trending, French Toast Crunch. Because you know, if you may not have heard the amazing announcement that after a long and hard fought campaign through social media activism, General Mills has finally decided to resurrect the cereal that was discontinued in 2006. French Toast Crunch is coming back.
French Toast Crunch.
Yum, yum. How nutritious does that sound, huh?
I don't understand why people are rioting because somebody was strangled to death on television for policemen. Yeah. I want some French Toast Crunch.
How can people be sad?
Fat, white, pasty, loserly fuck face.
Nobody can be unhappy when French Toast Crunch has been put back out on the market. You think that's it? You think Alex Jones is going to say they're trying to put that out to keep people from rioting, make the people happy?
Yeah,
big deal. So the police are shooting people. Hey, let's give them French Toast Crunch back.
Listen, based on what Alex Jones has said in the past, I don't know what he wouldn't say. So yeah,
that's true. Everything's a false flag,
right?
Everything's a conspiracy.
Jesus.
What else have I got here? Thanks for listening to us. If you are, if you're listening and it's not 3:14 Pacific time, then you're listening to a rerun. We got lots of great stuff here on the network that streams for you from our teat 24/7. We've got following the show here. If you're listening to the live version, we've got probably a rerun of the Canna Linguists, our 420 herbal refreshment, medical marijuana show.
Absolutely. And actually a subject matter that they touched on, I believe, in their very first episode, the product, was it Foria?
Right. You know the weed lube.
Yeah, the weed lube for sex and stuff. There was a story about that in the HuffPo recently. Like, that Foria is really, really popular because apparently they're saying it's like Viagra, but for women.
Oh, well, there you go. Didn't
women have their own Viagra?
Did they adopt the catchphrase? It's like having Mike Tyson punch you in the vagina.
Yes, they did. I rang him up. I called him and I said, "Listen, cease and desist."
Yeah, you got to pay Alex Mandelberg for that one.
Yeah.
So the Canna Linguists, 4 o'clock here, usually every day, so that they can rerun through the 4:20 hour. Brand new episodes of the Canna Linguists appear usually on Saturdays.
Right. Also, be sure to catch the Daily Upper Decker. Apparently, the show this week, it's about a lot of people checking off.
The last one?
Yeah. Did you read the description?
We're coming up on a new one. Wednesday nights are the new ones, but catch the reruns 8 p.m. Every night here on the network, the Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah, they cover Mickey. Did you know Mickey Rourke was just in a boxing match?
Yeah.
Russia?
Yes. Okay. Also, well, this is for wrestling geeks, but CM Punk is going to be doing he's allegedly going to be doing a UFC match. But
Who is
it doesn't matter. He's a WWE guy.
Oh, really? Oh, who? Yes.
That left.
Okay.
Not that long ago. We used to be on a wrestling network.
Yes.
I thought maybe if there's vestigial fans.
Oh, people followed us?
Yeah.
I'm sure people followed. A lot of people followed us.
People migrated over. Like,
why wouldn't
like herds of GNU. Yeah.
That's people love us.
Two GNU references in one day.
Oh, that's right.
Follow us on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots going on there. I put up a story there that that got me all riled up this morning. It's a story from Democracy Now, which is a good it's a good station on YouTube, and it's a good website. A lot of commie pinko libs. And there's been an investigation that. This is the New York Times.
Yes.
That corporate lobbyists, so right away, you know, it's just going to be evil, have been helping Republican attorneys general. So the attorneys general of these Republican states, in at least 12 of them, to craft strategy and file lawsuits against environmental rules. So these basically the corporations are saying to the attorneys general, well, here's how you make sure that we can pollute as much water as we want to fucking pollute. And here's how we get around that clean air bullshit that Negro in chief is trying to ram down our throats. Coal, coal, coal.
Oh, God damn it. This is going to be so difficult. We're going to have to get the hippies up and wake them up and the stoners. And we're going to have to riot. And it's going to just be such a horrible process. You're like, OK, everybody, we're meeting in the city square at noon with your pitchforks and your torches. It's like 2 o'clock. Where the fuck is everybody? And they all show up. And you know what they have? They have like lattes in their hand, because that's always great. You show up late for somewhere with coffee.
You had time. Yeah. You had time to stop at Starbucks.
Yeah, don't be assholes.
In return, now this is probably just a coincidence, Ryan, that in return, these Republican attorneys general have received, and I'm sure this is just a coincidence, record donations for their political campaigns.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes. That's fascinating. Why? I'm naive. I'm just a stupid white person fucking cheap that just doesn't think for himself.
An example out of, unsurprisingly, Oklahoma, I was going to say the asshole of the country, but there's a couple of them.
Well, I mean, listen, you're letting the old white people make earthquakes in your state and you don't give a shit.
But they're making money.
But they aren't.
But the white people are. The old white guys are. And that's what apparently poor Republicans think is important. They don't care if they starve. They don't care if their Medicaid gets taken away, if their Medicare gets taken away, if their Social Security eventually gets taken away. They don't care. As long as the Koch brothers are making money, everything's going to be okay.
How can that part of the country vote on a ballot initiative to increase the minimum wage, but then vote for people who don't want to increase the minimum wage? Explain that to me. And don't say Jesus.
I was just going to say Jesus because... you got the Gordon clinging shits of the world, that moron in Dr. Chaps, the chaplain, the disgraced chaplain in Colorado.
Dr. Chaps, that was my name on the wrestling team.
He could say whatever he wants as long as he then goes out and tells the morons they're coming for Jesus. The homos are coming. They're going to flip your little boys over, plug their starfish. And they're going to take your girls away and give them to MS-13 members.
Oh, yes. And, you know, the first white guy to figure that whole thing out must have been like, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe what I just figured out. Watch this shit.
Yeah.
And we're done. And we're done.
And his name's Glenn Beck.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's older, isn't he? The guy that first discovered that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Right.
So that... is that had me going this morning about there's these lobbyists. Basically, it's just they're buying these attorneys general whose job it is to prosecute, right? And to go after, I don't know, maybe a Duke fucking Energy who is polluting everything that they touch with abandon in these fucking GOP states.
Yeah, but it's awesome. Now I can light my water on fire.
Yeah, just look.
My soil's burning.
God, people are dumb. Plain dumb.
I think it's Collinsville. I think that's the name of the shithole in southern Illinois. It was. I did summer stock theater down there. I did Meet Me in St. Louis and the Man of La Mancha. I played the Padre.
Musical theater moment, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab
And
Daddy.
I played The Boy Next Door also in the Judy Garland star vehicle. But there was a town called Collinsville, real close to where I was, and it was so polluted, people would make a joke that you can go to Collinsville and you can light the dirt on fire. Your soil burns.
Yeah.
Somebody on the local news, they would go, they're like, hey, look, I could set my fucking dirt on fire that my house is sitting on.
Isn't that awesome? Hey,
that's
everybody.
So great. Oh, wait, let me vote for these Republican assholes some more because of, you know, Jesus.
And guns.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, they be coming for your guns.
This is one thing you watch these doomsday prepper shows, and they talk about like all this, what their grasp of what they think is going to happen when the polls shift. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they think that, I don't know, maybe it's the truth. Volcanoes will just naturally spring up right from under your feet and just start shooting lava. There'll be like monsters, cyclones, and twisters everywhere. But then always, they always cut to, that's why I'm prepared. And they show a guy opening up this enormous cache of weapons. And I'm like, how does that help you against what you just described that the problem would be?
I've got special black-seeking bullets.
I know. That's their most favorite thing about the world ending, I think, of the guns, when you watch that show.
Oh, God, yeah.
They love it. They love it so much. They're like, oh. And it's all, I just don't understand how it's related.
And it's all resources. It's once the world ends, then everybody's coming for my shit. That's why I need the guns.
They did this one story about this.
It's not everybody's going to work together.
No.
And let's see how we can, you know, maybe prevent the world from ending. I'm surrounding myself with barbed wire. And I got my lead, and I got mine. Fuck y'all.
It must be so great to be like an old, rich, white fucking businessman and be like, oh, my God, look at all these sheeple. Look at all these idiots I'm going to fleece. All these pear-shaped Walmart shoppers. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Right.
Good God.
I don't get it. It's amazing to me.
Stupid.
How they can... just wrap it in the Bible. All you got to do is wrap it in the Bible and you're
racism.
Done. And you're done.
There's racism too, because I'm watching this Doomsday Prepper show. And guess what? There aren't a lot of in the hills of Tennessee. And you know what I mean? It's all white people up there with those guns. And they always say like part of the success of being a Doomsday Prepper is to find a strong network of fellow preppers.
Oh,
and
boy.
Guess what the fellow preppers always are? White ass.
Yeah. I met him at the hood shop.
And they're always like, what do you, he goes, they do this thing where they're like, we have a screening process before we accept one of somebody into our doomsday network and everything. And it's, they'll ask him questions. Da, 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 da. It's always like, do you believe this? Do you believe this is possible? Blah, blah, blah. And then the second question is always now, how are you armed? What's your defense?
Oh, God.
What kind of guns do you have? Not like, hey, do you happen to be a doctor? That might be more helpful than a gigantic grenade launcher.
Wow.
Is there someone that could give me a shot of something? Or if I get sick, they can make me better? Oh, no. You just have people around you that can shoot shitloads of bullets and maybe hit something? Great.
Right. There were a couple of good news stories though. I did.
Oh,
say.
Okay. Before Bullshit.
Before we get to another follow up on a very important story.
What do you have? That's you have a shark attack story we're gonna do next or something.
Yeah, that's a good. The sharks win one.
Yeah.
Also on our Facebook, if you go there. This guy, this Scott Lively, we've talked about him before. He might be one of, if not the most evil Christian pastor out there on the planet. He's the one who's going over to Russia and helping Uncle Nipples with their anti-gay legislation. He's the shitbag that went to Uganda and helped them construct their let's kill the gays laws.
Not if I was in charge. No. If I was Obama and I found out this guy was up to those types of horrible shenanigans, I don't know. I guess I'd call him into the Oval Office and make him explain himself and be like, what are you doing? What is your problem? Time out for you. You're going to do some time out in this little camp.
Right. So he has been charged with crimes against humanity because of inciting genocide. The United States, as shit baggery as we are purporting around or sending around the world these days, there are some things that we still do right. And I guess,
wow, I'm so glad that we both sort of think that the U.S. is against inciting genocide.
In this case, it is.
Oh my God.
So he, this Scott Lively, he's mostly marginalized. Even here in the United States, he's like a cunt hair above the Westboro Baptists. Like, nobody really takes him that seriously. But he goes all over the world. He was welcomed with open arms in Russia and in Uganda. He had a Christian workshop there. And they say he became one of the principal architects behind some of the most retrograde anti-gay legislation on the fucking planet.
Yeah, what's this guy's problem? Why is he a tremendous asshole? Yeah,
I'm sure he just wants to take a big hot load on his face sometime. they say his vision was nothing less than a roadmap for the total persecution and eradication of homosexuals from Uganda. His original design: anyone caught engaging in homosexuality would be executed.
Oh, wow. See, now, when he answers to his maker and is talking to St. Peter at the pearly gates, he's going to be like, okay, there's this one thing here. I don't know.
A lawsuit was filed in 2012 against him in federal court in Massachusetts for crimes against humanity. And this week, good news, the First Circuit Court of Appeals has denied this rancid cum stain Lively's final request to have it dismissed, because we kind of frown on genocide.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. God, now, I'm so glad something. I thought the story was going to be like people over here thought of him as a hero.
he's still running around. I mean, he's not. He's out just recently equating homosexuality. He says homosexuality is not just another sin. It is the sin that defines rebellion against God.
Now shut up, asshole. What do you know, loser?
He also has said that homosexuality is worse than mass murder.
This guy's a dickhead. I mean, of the highest degree.
So hopefully the entire book will be flung at this asshole. And, I what it's going to say.
You could
just hear the Christian persecution. Sure. You're persecuting him because he just wants to go and, just kill gay people. He has the right to do that because of Jesus.
Yes. And we should. God, you got to make an example of this guy. This is bad. Oh, yeah.
Throw the book at this asshole.
Oh, totally.
Throw
what a dickhead.
The book.
It's horrible. It's so depressing.
So hopefully,
I read this story about how, God, do you know where the most expensive place to buy a beer at a football game is?
What city?
Yeah. What stadium? What team? The most expensive beer? What NFL stadium?
Dallas.
The Raiders, man.
Oh, really?
Oakland Raiders.
Beer.
$12 for 20 ounces of fucking beer. It's just
wow. You can get a 15 or an 18 pack of Tecate for that.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know. That just pissed me off, too. Not as much as the story you're doing right now, but damn.
I've got, let's see, we've got a, I was just finishing up doing a couple of multitasking here. The, I've got a clip, actually, that we can play before we get to this other big story. I think, you know, you're actually not too far from this state, Louisiana.
Oh, yes. Beautiful Louisiana. It's home of jazz.
And it's also the home of their governor.
Oh, God.
Mr. Bobby Jindal, who is a Republican, and who a lot of people think may be a hopping into the clown car in 2016.
Okay, cool.
So Bobby Jindal has put out a video on the YouTubes and stuff, and he's going to be having...
He's like George Lucas.
He's going to be having some... Lucas, by the way, says he hasn't even seen the trailer yet. Like, he has very little interest in the new Star Wars. He's just collecting checks. And very little input, thankfully.
Right. He should still be in timeout for fucking those movies up.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks is unforgivable. Yeah.
How dare you?
Jindal, if you wonder why people like me... of the atheist sort are creeped the fuck out by what has been going on here in hashtag America. You could just hear this. It's about a minute long, but listen to what Bobby Jindal, his view of America and what he has planned coming up in the sovereign state of Louisiana.
You know, as many of us survey our country today, we're worried by what we see. We see a weak economy. Many of us worry about whether our children will inherit the same opportunities we inherited from our parents. We worry about whether they will be able to pursue the American dream. Too many think that if we just elect the right politician, pass the right law, pass the right policies, that will fix all that ails America. But what we really need in these United States is a spiritual revival. Winston Churchill once said about the American people, you can trust the Americans to do the right thing after they've exhausted all the alternatives. Well, we have exhausted the alternatives. It is time to turn back to God. And that is why I'm so excited to invite you to come in January. Come to the response here at the Pete Maravich Center on the LSU campus in Baton Rouge. It'll be a time of prayer, of fasting, of repentance, of celebration. It's time to light the spark that starts the spiritual revival that will put these United States of America back on the right path.
Dude, do you want that guy in the White House?
I think you got to play that Antoine, what's that, Robinson, or who is that, Antoine Dodson? They're raping everybody up.
Oh, the hide your kids, hide your wife.
I'm terrified. That's the scariest thing I've ever heard. I mean, that's like, let's get out of here, man.
I mean, he's the governor of Louisiana. And he's saying, well, you know, what we need is to get back to God.
Okay. I'm nervous. Is anybody else nervous? The guy that's running our state is talking to imaginary beings in the fucking ether.
Well, which is fine. But he wants everyone else to talk to his imaginary God. And there is my problem.
Yeah, it's like, whatever makes you comfortable, I guess. What the fuck? God, because, you know, Louisiana, that's what they need. They need everybody to turn to God. They don't need more... I don't know. They don't need a higher minimum wage.
I really didn't think that Jindal was that much of a Bible-waving lunatic.
Well, you know, Bobby Jindal recently attended a really posh dinner party with Glenn Beck.
I forgot about that when Glenn Beck was name-dropping.
Oh, yes, Bobby Jindal.
I was sitting there with Bobby Jindal and Louis Gohmert.
What a world that person lives in. Somebody's like, whose name would you like to drop? I'd be like, yeah, I was hanging with George Clooney. It's fucking cool. Or like, you know, I don't know. Bob Saget.
You wouldn't consider hanging with Jindal check me out list?
No. I would. I would tell people, I'd be like, oh my God, I had a drink with Bobby Jindal. He is an asshole.
He's probably a nice guy.
No, he's crazy. this when you start getting it, like what you just played, by the way, was
terrifying.
Creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Terrifying. That's like cult shit. Hey, Louisiana, why don't you just elect David fucking Koresh to lead your state?
So he's gonna have a prayer rally. Get everyone back to God.
Bring your hoods.
And I hope that all of the non-believers in Louisiana are watching the fuck out of this shit and making sure one red goddamn cent of taxpayer money goes to bullshit.
America! Fuck you, hippie!
It makes me want to move to Louisiana so I can get ready to sue.
Oh, yeah. It's so hot there, though. Miserable. Oh, my God.
Miserable.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Listen, if you go out past 7 a.m. in August, you'll just evaporate. You'll choke to death on the humidity.
So a big crabby fuck you to Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, Bobby.
Terrifying Christo-fascist.
Really? I mean, jeez. Who knew he was so creepy? Who's worse?
Oh, he's starting. He's getting ready for 2016. He's wrapping himself up in Genesis and Leviticus and ramming Deuteronomy up his asshole and getting ready to walk out there and present himself as, you know, the brown guy that loves the Bible.
Yes, I am not having Deuteronomy shoved up my ass one more time.
Right. Yes, you will if Bobby Jindal gets in charge.
God, I mean, it's like you want to be, hey, right-wing nut jobs, can you lay off a second? Can I get a moment? Can I have a moment in between? You just, shoving your religion up my ass.
Hey.
Can I just have a moment to myself? Yes, I know. I'm going to thank God in a second. I know it's been 3 seconds before we all thank God and joined hands in prayer. It's been a couple of minutes.
Right.
Good Lord.
We've got a follow-up here to a very interesting, very bizarre story. Go back to crabdiving.com. You can listen to past episodes of this great program as a podcast. We're also on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. And actually, all the other great programming here on the network is available at crabdiving.com.
Most deaf. The Hollywood Hick.
The Daily Upper Decker, the Cantilinguists, even the occasional Morning Wood out as a podcast. I listen to Rick 8 to 10 a.m. Rick Wood in the mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every weekday here on the show, on the Crab Diving
Network. Don't say the wrong thing. He'll call you out on it. I mean, listen, I tuned in one day and he was chastising polar bears for being lazy.
Polar bears.
He's like, these polar bears are just sitting around in Alaska just being all lazy.
So frequently on the Big Shoe here, I play this
Fuck
clip.
You!
Fuck you from Mark Kessler.
Oh, wow. Hey, double agent.
Or not. Now, according to Alan Combs, who had interviewed Mark Kessler and got the scoop on how Mark Kessler had joined the other side and had all that was used for paramilitary groups he was a bug zapper, bug zapper, luring the mosquitoes of hatred.
He was undercover.
And he, if you don't know, is the guy who does all these, had done all these libtard videos on YouTube, yeah, and all that stuff. And then claimed when he was on the Alan Colmes show that he had done that to attract the worst of the worst, and that it subsequently led to arrests of military militia groups.
Yeah.
He,
in real life, too, did he admit on that show that in real life he was gay?
He did not. He got on his Facebook page, immediately attacked by his former friends on the right. How do y'all feel about this turncoat now? One guy wrote.
Turncoat.
Too bad you let them get you, you pussy, one guy said. He gave his pussy willingly and let them have all seconds with no Vaseline, another guy wrote.
Wow, well said. Sounds like our show.
Well, then a post appeared on Facebook under Mark Kessler posted it. But it did then disappear. It was up for a while. It's gone now. But, of course, it's the intranets. So somebody snatched that shit right away and screen capped it. And Mark Kessler posted, "Ha, you were all punked. Ha, 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 ha. Alan Colmes is a retard fag liberal. That idiot bought the story hook, line, and sinker, as did so many other. Damn, I knew it would get some play, but wow. I didn't think I was that famous. Ha, 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 ga." I think he accidentally hit a G instead of an H.
Oh, my God. Is this part of the act?
It was complete bullshit. But hey, thanks for busting balls. Alan Colmes was punked, and he fell for it. I couldn't resist throw more fuel, F-U-L-E, on the fire. Ha, 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 ha. Settle down, people. Maybe it wasn't the best prank, but it made me laugh. I got the conversation started again. There's T-H-E-I-R-S. No way in hell I would do any of that shit. I thought it was funny, though. Sorry if anyone got upset. I didn't think it would have blew up like that, but oh well. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha.
You know, I mean, I hope someone has posted that somewhere on Facebook with all the grammar corrected in like a red pen.
Right.
So wait, now is this part of the act, or is he?
Well, who knows? Now they're saying, well, now he's trying to backtrack. So now everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Now everybody hates him. Even the lunatic right people that used to like him now hate him. Because they think that he's lying now again, that he shouldn't have, that, you know, his CIA handlers or whoever, his FBI handlers, got him and said, what the fuck did you do that interview for, you idiot?
Irritating.
And now he's walking it back. Or he really is just a volcano-sized asshole who came up with this weird punk for Alan Colmes.
Well, what am I supposed to think about this? This is frustrating now. I don't like this.
It says quite a few sites picked up the interview. None of them fell for his claims, though. Talking Points Memo wrote his claims were vague, offered without proof. So, yeah, I'm reading on Alan Colmes' website.
But you know what? I mean, can you really blame Alan Colmes for believing him? Because if you have somebody on an interview and they say, okay, I was actually a double agent, you know, it was all an act. I mean, you have to explore that a little bit, don't you? I mean, to make the interview work, don't you have to buy into what your interviewee is saying in the least? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Somebody posted on his Marky Kessler's Facebook, no conservative will touch you, liberals hate you, and the government has its hand firmly up your butt. Oh, and you are unemployed too. LOL. Merry Christmas.
Wow, people are just total assholes, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, really. That's what the internet is. The internet's just allowed us to turn into just the most practiced. Because, you know, used to be, I imagine, before we were all connected through social media, there's only so many opportunities you have to be like a really sincere, catty little asshole. Right. In normal, you know, circumstances. But now, I mean, you could be an asshole all day. So people, I think, are getting better at it, don't you? I mean, that's one advantage of Al Gore's internet.
Yeah, there's some brutal shit going on the internet. Savagery. And usually very entertaining.
Yeah, people are jerks. Oh, man.
What else have I got here? I got another clip. This one has to do with some racism and stuff. Do you remember, we've played him before, Rick Joyner? He's another pastor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Another one of these idiots. Terminally white, old white man.
Oh, that's my favorite.
He almost talks like, it's kind of weird. He almost talks like a little bit like Brian Fisher. He's kind of got this talk like this.
He's got that white guy timbre to his voice.
Right. Well, he was talking about what has been going on with all the protests and everything regarding the non-decision with Eric Garner and the non-decision with the Darren Wilson case.
No, I'm sure he's got some disgusting opinions.
Oh, it's great. It's just great. I'm going to try to pick it up in the middle. I don't know exactly where, because he rambles on for a good long time about kind of nothing, really, that point, much of a point. But the end part of this is where's the money shot. So I'm going to try.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to try to join it mid Rick Joyner to cut out all the bullshit. But he's talking about race relations and black people. He's talking about, oh, it's awful. And, you know, he's like, we have to pray on it and all this shit. And then he gets to the real fun part. Here's a little bit of Rick Joyner, another Jesus wielder for your ear holes.
That real point that is right now the hardest point, going to the police and ask them, what can we do to help you? What can we do to help you do your job? Start building that bridge of trust. Start reaching out. Now, there's been injustice, and I believe God wants to make those things right. I believe one reason Israel left Egypt with all the treasures of Egypt was because the Lord says he will repay the oppressed. I believe they were receiving the pay to the penny for all those years of slavery when they left Egypt. I believe that's one reason for all the high salaries for athletes today. I rejoice in it. The bigger the salaries that are mostly going to minorities, I'm saying that's the Lord doing that. Now, they may not use it right or anything, but the Lord's going to repay them.
The black athletes today are getting all those big salaries because that's the reparations that the entire black race deserves. Apparently, right. They're just putting it all toward just a few people who can run, throw, catch, etc.
Wasn't he just quoting Howard Cosell?
Right.
I mean, honestly, he sounds like some old god fossil of a sports announcer. Oh, what a horrible asshole. Wow, he made some really good points.
Doesn't he? Doesn't he, though?
Oh, God.
The high... It's kind of like that shit that Donald Sterling came up with, remember? When he was talking about, how can I be a racist? These guys make millions from me. They make millions. I give them millions. I pay them millions. Big slave master keeps his bucks well-fed and well-housed.
Sometimes I just don't think there's any chance that we're all going to get along on any fucking level. I mean,
Are you pessimistic?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. How do we... this Rick Joyner guy, I mean...
What a turd, right?
What rock does he live under? He's like a troll.
Another...
Under a bridge.
Yeah. Just another Christo turd.
The majority of all the minorities are getting all the high inflated baseball salaries and basketball salaries.
Right. Just like all the great shit that happened to the Jews after
were
thrown out of Israel. That's what he was. Did you hear? That's what he was equating it to. That it's, you know, it's the Jews were being paid. They were being they were getting retribution for the horrible slavery they suffered. I believe that. And I believe that's what these big salaries are.
There is nothing more like weird. It's just odd when you hear these right wing nut jobs like cite historical references and stuff. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's so bizarre when they get like really specific about what they're crazy about. I mean, it's nuts.
I've got another story. I know it seems like, you know, we're shitting on religion here, but
so
you know,
what?
Why not? Let's keep going.
Yeah.
This is a story out of Canada. Oh, don't you know? Our friends to the north,
Rob Ford's country,
and 52-year-old Peter Wald, Wald. Was a devout Christian. Somewhere around March 20th of last year, they think, he suffered from diabetes. His left foot became infected, refused to go to the hospital because you know what was going to happen. God was going to cure him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's no waiting rooms with the creator.
His wife. Are you right?
I mean, that's the worst about hospital.
His wife, Kaling, 50, tried to pray and keep him comfortable.
How did that work out?
It didn't work out real well because he went into a coma. She noticed, she said days later, his stomach bloated and then signs of rigor mortis on his forehead. He was gone.
Yeah. Why are people so stupid?
She covered the body with two blankets and padlocked the bedroom door, sealed the door in and the vents with duct tape to prevent her family from smelling anything.
Is this what it said to do in the Bible?
Because she believed that in 6 months, her husband would be resurrected if they continued to pray.
Oh, shit. Get her information. I'm going to find something to sell her.
Months later, the body was finally discovered. The sheriff had arrived to evict the family from the house when they defaulted on the mortgage.
Oof.
The family was ready to go, but when she opened the bedroom door, the body was so decomposed and had been eaten by rodents.
Oh, shit. But was it still able
that
to
it
resurrect?
He did not stand up. It was impossible to identify. And it was partially mummified.
So they
can't really determine the full way he died, but they think there was no.
Oh yeah.
But there's six children, people ages 11 to 22 living in that house.
They're all dumb.
And each said they provided the same story of how he died and their sincere religious belief that he would be resurrected.
Oh my God. Well, you know why? Here, have you ever been around one of these right-wing nut jobs where they start talking about Yahweh and such nonsense? I mean, I'll do anything to get out of the conversation. I'm not even listening. I'm looking for an exit. So, yeah, they could be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got my grandfather. He's boarded up in the back bedroom. We're waiting for him to resurrect.
Wink, 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 wink.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
My mom says he's coming back. Wink, wink, wink.
Meanwhile, you're like, whatever, lunatic. Sounds good.
So, Kaling Wald, the wife, pleaded guilty to failing to notify police of a death. It's the first known case of this kind with some kind of weird resurrection belief in Canada. Canada ain't religious nuts like us. They look at us downstairs of them like the lunatic Christian family with guns.
Well, by the way, Canada,
that we
fuck
are.
You. Fuck you.
Right.
On you. Yeah, guess what? You're just as fucked up as we are. Quit with your condescension.
they're not quite as fucked up as we are, but they're fucked up in other ways. They do have free health care.
Oh yeah.
Well, that song, ladies and gentlemen, playing in the background means it's the end of Crab Diving Monday. Thanks for listening to us live today. We appreciate it if you're listening to us outside of the 2-4 window Pacific that we are on every weekday here on crabdiving.com. Thank you so much. You're listening to a rerun. And listen to the other great stuff here on the network 24/7, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving, Facebook. We're also on Google+. We're on Instagram. We're all over the fucking place. Spread the crabs, love the crabs, share the crabs. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some more comedialing type stuff in the Pensacola, Florida area and scenic Mobile, possibly.
Oh, yes.
Go to @RatedRComedy, find out where he's going to be.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so vile.
Thank you. And everything and anything about us, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com. More tomorrow.
I can't breathe.
Say hi to Grandpa. Boarded up dead in the basement.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.